今天是安息圣日，早上的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是“天国好像宝贝”。
And this morning Sabbath service, the topic that I'd like to use for our mutual encouragement is "Heaven is like a hidden treasure."
请各位看马太福音书三章四十四节。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人一见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这一块地。主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，就是神国要建立在地面上，就是现在是神的教会。
Jesus Christ used this parable to tell us that the kingdom of heaven should be established on earth, and that is the church today.
神的教会有很多神的恩典，好像宝贝一样。
In the house of God, there are many grace, just like treasure.
这个人发现了以后，他能够把握机会，来买这一块藏宝的地方。
And when the person discovers it, he can use the opportunity to buy this land, which contains the treasure.
后半段提到说，这个人呢是欢欢喜喜的去变卖他一切所有的。
In the last part, it mentions, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
他到底考虑多久，我们不知道。
So how long has he considered this? We do not know.
但是他是心甘情愿的把他所有的变卖掉。
But we know that he has sold all he had willingly.
一个人要变卖一切所有的不是很简单的事情。
For a person to sell all he has is not easy.
但是在他的心目中呢，他认为是值得的。
But however, in his heart, he felt that this was worth it.
因为他所要买的呢，这个宝贝呢，比他所有的呢更大。
Because what he wanted to buy, the treasure, is greater than all that he had.
这是价值观的改变。
And this is because of his change of concept.
人的对这个价值观呢，有时候一生啊，调整了好几次。
Sometimes we might change our concepts throughout our lives.
在小时候的价值观跟长大成人的价值观都不太一样。
When we're young, we might have a different concept, but when we grow up, we will change our concept.
那么人到年老的时候呢，他的价值观也会改变。
And as a person grows older, his concept will change.
所以这个人的价值观呢，他改变了。
And that is why this person changed his concept.
他把他一切所有的呢，变卖掉来投资在神国里面的价值啊。
He sold all that he had in order to buy what is treasure in the kingdom of heaven.
因为在神国里面，在教会里面的这个价值呢，是今生跟来生都有连带关系的。
Because the treasure that is in the house of God is related to our life today as well as our eternal life.
所以今天我们在教会里面这种单纯的信仰呢，这种福气是今生跟来生都有连带关系的。
And therefore, the belief that we have today in church is not only related to our life today, but also eternal life.
所以我们要接受这个信仰之前呢，当然有的人。以前也有他的信仰内容。
And before we accept this truth, maybe we have our own belief before.
他也有他价值的一面。
And maybe we think that it's worth it what we have.
那么也可以说呢，把旧的价值观呢改变为新的价值观。
And we can say that we have renewed our concept.
那么要弃掉旧的来接受新的也是不容易的事情。
And for us to forsake the old concept to accept the new one is not easy.
但是这个人呢，他下决心要改变。
However, this person was determined to change.
当主耶稣开始出来传天国的福音的时候，
When Jesus was preaching the gospel of our heavenly kingdom,
他说神国近了，大家要悔改。
He said that the kingdom of heaven is near and you shall repent.
那么这个悔改呢，跟改变价值观有关系的。
And this repentance is related to change of concept.
我们请看马太福音第四章十七节。
Please turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
马太福音四章十七节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。神国已经近了，已经在众人的面前。
The kingdom of heaven is near, is in front of us.
但是呢，能够知道这是一个宝贝。
But we have to recognize that it's a treasure.
他必须要悔改。
We have to repent first.
就是弃掉原来的，认为是对的，现在认为是不对的。
And that is to forsake what we used to think that is right.
来接受对的，这个叫做悔改。
So that we can accept what is right today.
也就是说呢，他真的有认知过去的这个呢价值低啊，那现在所认知的这个呢价值很高。
That is, we have to be able to recognize what we used to think it's worth, it is not, but what we have today, it's worth it.
所以悔改就是放弃过去，来接受现在的这个更好的。
And therefore, repentance is to forsake what we think it's old and to accept what is new.
那么首先我们从这第四章里面有四个人呢，他们的价值观改变。
And from chapter 4, we can see there are four people who changed their concept.
那今天呢，我们也有人跟这四个人一样。
And today, there are people that are similar to these four people.
请看19节、20节。
Please read verse 19 and 20.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻守了王，跟从了他。这里记载有两个兄弟。
Here records there are two brothers.
他们是渔夫啊，
were,
在以捕鱼为业的。
They were fishermen and they fish as a living.
在过去呢，他们的心目中的渔船、渔网是非常重要的。
In the past, the boat and the net is very important to them.
因为这是他们谋生的工具。
Because these are tools for their living.
当他们呢捕到很多鱼的时候，他们看为是宝贝啊。
And when they caught a lot of fish, they see all this as treasure.
因为这可以带来他们一家人生活的安定。
Because this can bring security to their lives.
所以过去呢，他们能够捕到很多的鱼呢，这是好消息。
So in the past, if they could catch a lot of fish, then it's good news.
但是如今呢，耶稣呼召他们说，要叫他们。从今以后去夺人。
But Jesus called them and asked them to be fishers of men.
人跟鱼的价值可以比较。
And there's a difference between the value of a man and a fish.
当然人的价值呢非常高啊。
And of course, man is more valuable.
这是一种宝贝。
And this is a kind of treasure.
所以呢，彼得、安德烈这两个兄弟的价值观马上改变。
And therefore, Peter and Andrew changed their concept.
变卖一切。
They saw all that they had.
就是舍弃了他们的渔船渔网。
And they have forsaken their net as well as boat.
再接下来两个就是雅各与约翰。
And the next two person are John and Jacob.
这两个兄弟也是价值观的改变。
John and Jacob also changed their concept.
也是变卖一切。
They saw all they had.
来买到这个天国的这个价值，就是得人呐。
And to buy the treasure of heaven, that is to be fishers of men.
所以今天呢，我们也把它看为这种得人呢是非常重要的。
So today we should be fishers of men because it's very important.
因为一个人的这个生命呢胜过全世界。
Because a person's life is more precious than anything else.
当然呢，能够得到一个人来得到神的这种永远的生命呢，这个价值是非常高的。
And therefore the most valuable thing is to be able to save a person's soul.
因此呢，这四个人他们就变卖一切，来买这个神国里面的价值。
So these four people saw all that they had to buy the treasure in the heaven of kingdom.
那么，我们各位现在已经在神的教会，就是神国里面。
So today we are all in the kingdom of God.
但是可以继续去做夺人的工作。
And therefore we should be fishers of men.
我们请参看哥林多前书。第九章十九节。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19.
哥林多前书第九章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19.
新约238页。十九节，我虽然是自由的，无人辖管， 然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。使徒保罗呢，也是一个价值观改变的人。
Apostle Paul also changed his concept once.
他说他呢是非常自由的人。
He said that he was a free man.
这个包括他呢身心的自由。
And he was free physically as well as mentally.
但是他甘心要做众人的仆人。
But he was determined to be a servant for others.
仆人是服侍人的工作。
Servant has to do the work of servitude.
好像在他的上面呢，有主人在带领指挥他。
And there's a master on top of him to instruct him.
但是这个不是用胁迫他的。
But this is not to control him.
是他甘心乐意的。
But rather he was willing to be a servant.
他为什么要这样呢？
So why did he want to be a servant?
他说为了要得更多的人。
So that he could win as many people as possible.
就是说带领更多的人来得到神的恩典。
That is to lead more people to receive the grace of God.
因此保罗呢为了要得更多的人。
So in order to gain more people.
他呢有他的看法。
Paul had his own point of view.
二书节记载说他为了要得到犹太人。
In verse 20 it says, in order to win the Jews,
他就做律法以下的人。
He was under the law.
犹太人有犹太人的律法。
Because the Jewish had their own law.
有律法的规范。
And they have their own laws.
那么他为了要得到他的同胞犹太人呢，他必须要遵守律法。
And because he wanted to win the Jewish people, he had to obey the law.
简单说就是要尊重律法。
That is to respect the law.
因为这是犹太人的信仰。
Because that is the belief of the Jewish people.
那么你要带领这些人来认识耶稣。
If you want to bring these people to know God.
你不能够呢批评这个律法的不对，律法的不好。
Then you cannot criticize the Jewish law.
要去尊重他们。
Rather you have to respect it.
因为受到尊重呢，那些人呢就不会反抗。
When you respect their law, they will not go against you.
所以保罗一方面尊重律法，一方面呢把耶稣的道理告诉他们。
So Paul, in the meantime, he respected their law as well as preached the gospel.
所以犹太人呢就有很多人来接受耶稣的救恩啊。
And therefore, a lot of Jewish people came to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ.
看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为了要夺没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。什么人是没有律法的人呢？
Who are those who do not have the law?
以当时的情形，就是处在这个希腊文化里面的这个社会。
And at that time, those people are the Greek people.
这些人不是犹太人，他们不信犹太教。
They are not Jewish, and therefore they do not believe in the Jewish religion.
但是希腊文化你不能够忽略它。
But you cannot neglect the Greek culture.
所以保罗为了要得到这些人呢，他很尊重希腊的文化。
So in order to win the Greek people, Paul respected the Greek culture.
所以说我要做没有律法的人，就是尊重他们这种文化。
And therefore he said that in order to win the Greek people, he had to respect their culture.
好像在加拿大是多民族的国家。
Just like in Canada, we are in a multicultural society.
政府宣布要尊重各民族的文化。
And the government says that we have to respect all the cultures of different nations.
才能够和平生活在这个国家里面。
So that we can all live in harmony.
同样的，我们要推展教会的圣工。
So this is the same way if we want the church work to prosper.
不能够批评别人不好，只有你才好，这个不行。
We cannot criticize others and assume that we are the best.
我们知道我们神的教会非常好。
We know that the church of God is good.
但是也要尊重别人的文化信仰。
But we also have to respect the culture and belief of others.
再来二十二节。
Verse 22.
像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为了要夺软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救一些人。 这里所说的软弱呢？
Here it mentions weakness.
这个在心灵上的感受不一样。
And this has, I have a different kind of feeling for this word.
这个我们可以参考第八章里面所说的软弱。
We can refer to the weakness mentioned in chapter 8.
同样是在神的教会里面，观念上不一样。
We are all in the church of God, but we might have different concepts.
有的人他本来有本来的信仰跟他的文化习惯。
Some people might have their own old belief as well as culture.
所以呢，在另外一个人看呢，他好像信心比较软弱。
So in the eyes of another person, he might think that this person has a weak faith.
我们把他认为是软弱的良心呐。
And we say that this person has a weak conscience.
每个人都有良心。
Everyone has a conscience.
那这个良心也有比较强、比较软弱的。
And some have a strong conscience, others have a weak conscience.
请看第八章十二节。
Please read chapter 8, verse 12.
你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督啊。所以保罗说要未来要得到这些软弱的人呢，就是这里所说的软弱，软弱的良心啊。
And when Paul mentioned that he has to win the heart of the weak ones, that means the ones that has a weak conscience.
有的人在某项的行为上很坚持一定要这样。
Some people might be stubborn in their point of view.
像犹太人有些呢说不可以吃肉啦，哪一种肉可以，哪一种肉不可以。但是呢，在希腊的文化里面，他们没有这种规定。
For example, for the Jewish people, they can eat certain kind of meat which is clean, and others which are unclean, they cannot eat. But in the Greek culture, there is no such thing.
因此在观念上不一样呢，就很容易呢，很融洽生活在一起。
And because they have these different concepts, and therefore it's hard for them to live in harmony.
所以保罗在这边说不要伤了他们软弱的良心啊。
And that is why Paul here tells us that we should not wound their weak conscience.
因为这样呢，说等于得罪基督啊。
Because then you sin against Christ.
这就是一体关系啊。
And this is about unity.
软弱的良心也是在基督里面的一体里面。
Because even though the person has a weak conscience, he's still one with us.
这个就是在神的教会里面是一个奥秘的事情。
Because this is a mystery in the house of God.
那么能够了解这个奥秘呢，神就非常高兴。
If we can understand this mystery, then we will be pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以主耶稣在这个宝贝的比喻里面说这个人变卖一切来买这个宝贝就是有这种观念。
And therefore, in the parable of the hidden treasure, Jesus said that this person saw all he had to buy this treasure, and this is the right kind of concept.
那么有关这个价值观的改变呢？个人所遇到的不太一样。
And in order to change your concept, people met with different kind of situations.
像彼得、安德烈他们呢，现在是要夺人，像。跟过去一样夺鱼呀。
For example, for Peter and Andrew, they now have to be fishers of men.
但是不是每一个人都跟他们一样去做耶稣的门徒当传道的。
However, not everyone will become the disciple of Jesus Christ and become a preacher.
但是可以呢做跟他们一样的工作。
But we can do similar kind of work just like them.
我们再看马太福音九章九节。
Let's read Gospel Matthew chapter 9 verse 9.
马太福音九章九节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 9 verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。马太是一个税务人员。
Matthew was a tax collector.
以当时来说，是一个很好的工作。
And it can be considered as a very good position.
但是耶稣呼召他的时候呢，他辞掉他的工作。
However, when Jesus called him, he resigned from his position.
这是价值观的改变。
And this is because he had a change of concept.
不了解的人以为呢，这位马太呢，他的决定是错误的。
If you do not understand this, you might think that Matthew had made a wrong choice.
实际上他发现呢，更大更好的宝贝。
But that's because he had found a treasure that is greater than what he had.
所以他才甘愿呢舍弃这个来得这个。
And that is why he was willing to forsake what he had in order to win the new treasure.
这是在信仰上的改变。
And this is a change in his belief.
本来信犹太教，现在呢成为耶稣的门徒。
In the past, he believed in Jewish religion. Now he became the disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们再看《使徒行传》19:18-19.
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 19, verse 18 and 19.
使徒行传19:18-19.
Acts of Apostles, chapter 19, verse 18 and 19.
那已经信的都有人来承认述说自己所行的事情，十九节。
19.
平时行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来推举在众人面前焚烧，他们算计书价，便知道共和50,000块钱。这里记载有很多人来信耶稣啊。
Here records that many people came to believe in Jesus.
那么这些人过去呢，也有在靠着行邪术来发财。
And these people used to gain money by evil deeds.
他们有很多邪术的书呢，非常值钱的。
And they have many books about sorcery which are which worth much.
因为从这个书本里面，他能够学到啊一套行邪术的这种功能啊。
Because from all these scrolls, they could learn how to perform evil deeds.
他可以赚很多钱啊。
And they could gain a lot of money.
但是后来他们认识耶稣的道理以后，
But after they have come to know the truth of Christ,
他们价值观改变，
they had a change of concept,
变卖，
and they sold that all they had.
也就是说把这些高很价钱很高的书呢都把它烧掉，
they burned all the scrolls that worth a lot of money.
为什么要下这么大的决心呢？
So how can they have this kind of determination?
因为进入耶稣恩典里面所要得的呢，比这个更高啊。
Because they understood that the grace of God is much greater than all this.
这就是耶稣所说的那个比喻啊，就是变卖一切来买这个。
And this is the parable that Jesus mentioned to sell all you have in order to gain the treasure.
在创世纪里面记载一个很有名的人物，叫做亚伯拉罕。
In the book of Genesis, we know there's a famous person by the name of Abraham.
他只有凭神的一句话，
Just because of a word from God.
就变卖一切啊，离开他的父家。
He sold all he had and left his hometown.
请看希伯来书11:8.
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 18.
希伯来书11:8.
Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，因神一句呼召的话。
Just because of word from God.
他真的变卖他的家业。
Abraham saw all he had.
这里说呢，他所要去的地方啊，还不知道在哪里。
And at that time, he did not even know where he was going.
难道神的一句话这么有权威，这么值得他去抓住呢？
Is it because just a word from God is worth for him to give up all he had?
应该是值得的。
Of course, it's worth it.
所以他就抓住了神的这一句话，好像宝贝一样。
And therefore, he grabbed hold of the word of God just like grabbing hold of a treasure.
真的变卖他一切的家业了，就离开那个地方。
He saw all his inheritance and left that place.
因为神呢，这一句话呢的福气呢，在往后的日子要不断的临到亚伯拉罕。
Because Abraham believed in the word of God, and therefore all the blessings kept on coming to him.
后来亚伯兰在他的脚步里面呢，真的福气一直临到，一直临到，比以前好得多啊。
And therefore, as Abraham's life goes on, his blessings was greater each day.
那还有神又有一句话。让他呢能够来变卖。
And there's also another word from God that led him to sell all he had.
请看创世纪22:16-18.
Let's Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 to 18.
创世纪22章16节到18节.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 to 18.
耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便主的住极其数说。” 论福，我必数大福给你；论祖孙，我必叫你的祖孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你的祖孙必得着仇敌的城门。18节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。亚伯兰在100岁。
When Abraham was 100 years old, he had a son.
这个独生的儿子是他所爱的,
and this only child was his beloved one.
他心目中的宝贝,
and it was treasure in his eyes.
那么有一天神告诉他, 你带这个儿子到摩利亚山上献给我。
And one day God told him that you should bring your son to the mountain and offer him to me.
这是宝贝的交换。
And this is for him to exchange his treasure.
他真的呢抓住神的这一句话,
and he believed in the word of God.
献上他的儿子,
he was about to offer his only son.
以他的行动跟他的心呢, 真正献上, 实际上没有献上。
And because of his heart and action, he was willing to offer up Isaac.
但是神认为他已经执行了, 已经献上了。
And because of this, it was pleasing in the eyes of God.
好像
Because he was willing to sacrifice his only son.
刚才我们所看的这一段圣经呢, 就是他呢, 好像便把这个儿子舍弃, 再得到神的福气啊。
The Bible passage that we just read proves that he was willing to sacrifice his own son for the blessings of God.
这就是价值观的改变,
and this is because he had a change of concept.
这个都跟主耶稣所说的这个比喻呢, 一样的,
this is just similar to the parable that Jesus had mentioned.
所以当他改变以后呢, 接受神的话,
so after he changed and accepted the word of God,
那么神在回应给他的这个福气, 我们刚才所看的, 真的太丰富了。
And we can see that all the blessings that God has given him in the end is even greater.
是多种的福气啊。
And there are many different kinds of blessings.
不是单拥有他这个儿子啊, 还有其他的福气啊,
not just the blessing of having an only son, but other blessings as well.
所以这个价值观的改变是在神的教会里面得到真理的造就以后呢, 会渐渐改变。
And therefore, if you want to have a change of concept, you have to be in the truth so that the truth will change you.
啊, 这是我们在神的教会里面一种很宝贵的地方。
And this is the treasure in the house of God.
好像当年保罗一直发现神的奥秘啊，哦，越发现越丰富啊。
It's just like Paul discovering the mystery of Jesus Christ that is very abundant.
我们请看路加福音12章33节34节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12 verse 33 and 34.
路加福音12章33节34节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 12 verse 33 and 34.
你们要变卖所有的，周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是绝不能进、从不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在那里，你们的心也在那里。主耶稣在这边，告诉人要变卖所有的，帮助穷人。
Here Jesus tells us we have to sell our possessions in order to give it to the poor.
这个是精神方面的。
And this is only speaking spiritually.
简单说就是把这个你物质方面的价值呢, 能够把它变卖成为属灵的价值。
That is to change what is material into what is spiritual.
也就是说你把所有物质的价值呢, 能够渐渐
That is, you can change all the materialism that you had into spirituality.
这个就是我们在教会里面呢, 啊, 包括奉献各方面呢, 有很多在这个里面。
And this includes all the offerings that we make for the church.
这样可以为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，这个是属灵的。
And so that we can provide ourselves a purse that will never perish.
但是这个钱囊呢，也有包括属物质的。
And this purse refers to both material things as well as spiritual things.
所以主耶稣讲这种话呢，能够相信的人就从那边得到福气。
So when Jesus spoke this kind of words, if you can believe, you will receive blessings from him.
那信不到的当然就没有办法去享受到这种福气。
But if you do not, then you cannot receive this kind of blessing.
那有的人呢，在世界上呢，属于物质方面的，他懂得这个道理以后，渐渐呢，把这个价值呢，就投注在属灵方面。
And some people, when they understood this kind of truth, they do not pay much attention to material things, but rather to spiritual things.
为什么后来有些人很关心教会的事情呢？就是因为呢，他的财宝在那里，当年他的心也在那里。
Why is it some people
属灵的价值？
And this parable is to tell us that Jesus wants us to sell what we had in material in order to change it into what is spiritual.
但是也有慎重考虑的人后来放弃的。
And some people, after much consideration, they have still given up this treasure.
请看马可福音第十章十七节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 17.
马可福音第十章十七节。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 17.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的先生，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”有一个人来向耶稣跪求啊。
A man ran up to Jesus and fell on his knees before him.
请主耶稣来主导他啊，做那种有意义的事情。
He wanted Jesus to instruct him to do things that are meaningful.
也就是说，我要怎么做才能够得到永生这种福气啊？
That is, he wants to know what must he do to inherit eternal life.
永生这两个字很深，包括很广啊。
Eternal life includes a lot of things.
可以永远活着。
That is to live eternally.
不止他个人，还有包括一切。
And not just himself, but also all that is included.
那耶稣就根据犹太人的律法告诉他。
And therefore, according to the Jewish law, Jesus told him.
那这个人说，这些我早都做了，都做得很好。
But this person said, I have obeyed all these commandments.
那么耶稣呢，看到这个人很可爱，很爱他，很喜欢他。
And Jesus truly loved this young man.
请看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件。去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。耶稣很喜欢这个人。
Jesus truly loved this person.
就跟深一层的奥秘来告诉他。
And therefore he was trying to explain to him the mystery.
你什么都很好。
You have done well.
但是还缺少一件。
But there's one thing that you're lacking.
就是呢，有决心啊，要变卖。你以前的价值观啊。
That is, you have to be determined to sell your old concept.
来争取现在你要追求的这个价值。
And to pursue the new treasure.
后来这个人呢，考虑了呢，觉得非常困难。
So after much consideration, this person thought that it was pretty difficult.
二十二节记载说，忧忧愁愁离开啊。
Verse 22 says, he went away sad.
这种人也有。
So there's this kind of people as well.
所以主耶稣所强调的宝贝呢，到后来就是成就在属灵方面的。
Therefore, the treasure that Jesus has mentioned, he was mentioning it as spiritually.
所以在世界上有很多有价值的东西，能够把它呢，成为属灵的价值啊，这种人呢，是聪明的。
So if there are many things in this world that we consider as treasure, but we can exchange it for the treasure of kingdom of God, then we are the smart people.
这叫做呢，基层这个美好的根基啊。
And in this way, we are building a strong root for ourselves.
预备将来,
so as to prepare ourselves for the future.
这是传道者保罗告诉我们的。
And this is what Apostle Paul had told us.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
18节19节。
Verse 18 and 19.
提摩太前书六章18节19节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 and 19.
又要祝福他们行善在好树上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。19节。
Verse 19.
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们除掉那真正的生命。保罗在这边所说的。
What Paul mentioned here.
很多人呢都懂得这种方法。
Many people know this method.
首先我们要强调的宝贝就是真正的生命。The
first treasure that we emphasize is the true life.
简单说就永远活在神的恩典里面这种人。That
is to live in the grace of God eternally.
你可以把这个属物主的价值呢，变卖成为这种属灵的价值。You
can exchange what is material into what is spiritual.
那么积成美好的根基预备将来，这个就把今生的呢，就是后来转到来生去。So
that you can have a firm foundation in preparation for your eternal life.
我们现在有维持肉体的生命。Now
we have a physical life.
但是这个呢，有一天会断掉。But
one day this will perish.
也就是说，你的灵魂离开身体。And
that is your soul will leave your body.
那这个肉体呢会朽烂掉。And
our physical body will deteriorate.
但灵魂呢永远存在。But
our spiritual body is forever.
那么我们信耶稣的人呢，这种真正的生命呢，就是我们的这种灵命要永远在神里面。And
for us to believe in Christ, we have to know that eternal life is what we pursue after.
所以主耶稣曾经对门徒说：“你舍弃自己的生命，就要得到自己的生命，就是这个意思。”And
that is what Jesus once told his disciple that you have to forsake your own life in order to gain eternal life.
虽然很难让人去了解呀。Of
course, this is difficult for people to understand.
但这种属灵的奥秘，当你了解的时候，你就会觉得这种宝贝，这种宝贵是多大的。
But this kind of spiritual mystery, if you can truly understand, you will understand how great this treasure is.
保罗是一个很幸运的人。Paul
was a lucky person.
所以他就看耶稣是至宝。Therefore,
he knew how to see Jesus as the most important treasure.
他以前所拥有的这些价值，后来好像粪土一样。And
what he considered as treasure in the past, it's now nothing to him.
请看腓立比书第三章7节到9节。Please
turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 9.
腓立比书第三章第7节到第9节。Book
of Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 9.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为 我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。第9节。Verse 9. 我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。保罗所说的这些先前以为与他有益的，这个包括很多。The
prophet that Paul mentioned here include a lot of things.
也就是说呢，他的信仰，还有他的职业。 还有其他很多事情，他以前都以为跟他有益的。And
this includes his old belief as well as his old career.
像以前他曾经为犹太教发起热心，逼迫信耶稣的人。Because
in the past he was very zealous for the Jewish religion and he persecuted the Christians.
他以为这样做能够获得神的奖赏。And
he thought that by doing so he can receive rewards from God.
其实呢，这个观念不正确。
But this was a wrong kind of concept.
好像现在有些呢，在信仰，我们认为是偏差的。他认为去破坏一个国家，就可以呢，上天堂这种观念的也有。
For example, today many people think that by attacking a certain country, then they can receive eternal life.
所以像美国，那个911所发生的事情，有的人就是这种观念，这个不对啊。
And this includes the terrorism acts that happened in September 11.
所以保罗他以前以为是逼迫耶稣的教会呢，是在律法上是一个有益的人。
And therefore Paul thought that by attacking the Christians, it was beneficial in his religion.
当他认识耶稣以后，他说：“啊，这个对我的亏损太大了。”
But after he knew Christ, he knew that this was a loss.
所以他就变卖价值。
And therefore he changed his concept.
他现在呢，真的以耶稣为至宝。
And he considered Christ as the most important treasure.
那么以前那些，他说好像比较起来好像粪土一样。
And all that he had in the past has become rubbish to him.
所以我们今天在神的教会里面，在真理上的造就，渐渐的这种价值观会改变。
So today when we are edified by the truth in our church, we should change our concept gradually.
以前对某样事情很认真、很计较，但后来你会改变。In
the past, we might be calculative about certain things, but later on, we might change.
这个就是主耶稣在这个比喻里面啊，很奥妙的地方。And
this is the mystery of the parable of Jesus Christ.
好，我们再看哥罗西书第二章第十节。Please
turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 10.
哥罗西书第二章第十节。Colossians
chapter 2, verse 10.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。我们在神的教会里面呢，得到主耶稣的丰盛。In
the house of God, we can receive the abundance of Jesus Christ.
这种丰盛呢，很难去形容。如果要分析的话，太多太多了。And
this is very difficult to analyze.
那我们已经在他里面呢，说得了丰盛。
So we have been given fullness in Christ.
在第九节在阐明这个丰盛呢，说也有形有体的。And
in verse 9, it mentioned that this fullness lives in bodily form.
所以保罗呢，因为得到这个基督给他的丰盛。And
Paul, because he received this fullness given by Christ.
他呢，觉得呢，他已经得到宝贝一样。And
he felt that he has received the treasure.
那 主耶稣说的这个比喻呢，还有包括呢这个世界啊，跟将来呢神的国的这种比较。And
the parable mentioned by Jesus also mentions about the comparison between the life nowadays as well as eternal life.
请看希伯来书12章。Let's
turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
27-28节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27-28.
我在一处的话，是主民被震动的，就是塑造之物，都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。28节。28。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。简单说就是。
And that is the comparison between what can be shaken and what
cannot be.
So after we believe in Jesus Christ, we are selling the kingdom that can be shaken for the one that cannot be shaken.
当然世界上呢，所有的都会震动。Of
course, what is on earth can be shaken.
几年前 在9月21号，台湾有发生大地震。Few
years ago, on September 21st, there was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
有很多呢，这个地都变动。And
the earth was shaken.
本来这个山头存在，后来因为这个震动，这个山头没有，就这个山呢就滑到一个山谷里面。
And because the earth was shaken, the mountain no longer exists, and it was dropped down to the valley.
那另外一个山谷再凸出来。
And maybe a valley became a mountain.
这个就是让人知道这个世界呢就是会变动的。
And this let us understand that the earth can be shaken.
那世界的这个经济呢也是会变动的。
And the economy on earth can be shaken as well.
有时候这个国家呢经济很好，有时候就换成那一个国家。
So maybe this time this country prospers, but another country will prosper in another time.
那人所拥有的也是一样会变动的。
And what we possess can be shaken as well.
我这一代，后来下一代又不一样，会变动的。
Our generation will be different from the generations after.
这就是我们呢，把这个价值观改变，好像变卖一切啊。
And this is like changing the concept and selling all we have.
那么再缩小一点，我们每个人的身体也会变动的。
And speaking individually, our physical body will change as well.
所有的一切呢，啊，会朽坏的会变成不朽坏的啊。
And what will perish will become unperished.
请看彼得前书第一章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1.
彼得前书第一章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
335页，可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污。不能衰败，为你们存留在天上的基业。我们信耶稣以后
，After we believe in Jesus，
我们要得到那个不能朽坏。
We want to obtain what that cannot be perished。
物质、肉体都会朽坏。
What belongs to the physical body as well as material will perish one day。
啊，都不完美，有缺点。
And it's not perfect。
人会渐渐衰老啊。
We become old。
那么呢，属灵方面呢就不会朽坏。
But this is not the case for spiritual body.
也不会衰老。
Will not perish nor grow old.
那你要得到这一份福气啊。
So in order to receive this blessing,
一定要在神的教会里面。
You have to be in the house of God.
所以我们这个肉体呢，啊，会变成灵体啊。
And our physical body will be transformed into spiritual body.
这个就是不能朽坏。
And this is what will never perish.
那这个呢，有几个阶段。
And this include different stages.
有的人啊，耶稣还没来之前呢，啊，他就衰老离开世界。
Some people they grow old and die before Jesus Christ comes again.
那这个肉体呢，就会朽烂掉。
And this physical body will perish.
但是耶稣再来的时候会预备一个灵体让他穿上。
But when Jesus Christ comes again, he will prepare a spiritual body for this person.
那如果你活到主耶稣再来那一天呢？
However, if you live until the second coming of Jesus Christ,
那你这个肉体呢，就是靠着主耶稣的大能啊，在一刹那之间呢，成为灵体啊。
Then under the great power of Jesus Christ, in a split second, your physical body will be transformed into a spiritual one.
那这种道理就是主耶稣借着保罗呢，把它阐明出来。
And this kind of truth was manifested through Paul.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十节到五十二节。
Verse 50 to 52.
哥林多前书十五章五十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的果，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。保罗在这边说，血肉之体啊，不能上天国的。
Paul says that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
会朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
所以你现在在神国里面呢，啊，如果一直保持你这个肉体的完整，将来不能上天国。
So in the house of God, if you only keep well of your physical body, you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
一定要变换。
You have to be transformed.
请看五十一节。
Verse 51.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。我们不是都要睡觉，乃是要改变。有一件奥秘的事情。
Here mentions about a mystery.
这里所说的睡觉就是一个人死了。
Here the sleeping refers to a person when a person dies.
不是死了就没有就消灭，不是的。
It does not mean that when you die, it's the end.
在神国里面，在神的教会里面的基督徒呢，当他死的时候呢，就是睡在主的恩典里面。
Because in Christ, when we die, we are sleeping in the Lord.
有一天他还要再醒过来，但是醒过来的时候已经改变了。
One day we'll be awakened and be transformed.
就穿上灵体呀。
And that is to wear the spiritual body.
再看五十二节。
Verse 52.
就在一霎时，眨眼之间。号筒末处吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。再看五十三节。
Verse 53.
这必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的，这必死的要变成不死的。保罗在这边阐明这种很重要的道理，将来有一天都会实现的。
Here Paul proclaims a very important truth that will be fulfilled one day.
也就是说呢，会朽坏的要成为不朽坏的。
And that is the perishable will become the imperishable.
啊，这个就是价值观的不一样。
And this is a change of value and concept.
那这些呢，都要在神的教会里面呢，让人去获得啊。
And this will be obtained by those who are in the house of God.
如果没有进入神的教会里面这种宝贝就得不到。
If you have not entered the house of God, then you shall not receive this treasure.
那这种宝贝让我们得到，当然我们呢很高兴。
And of course, when we obtain this treasure, we will be joyful.
这里有提到号筒声响，就是耶稣再来那一天。
Here mentions the trumpet will sound, and that is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
如果那时候还活在世界的人，就会得到这种改变升天的这种情形。
If you are still here that day, then you will go through the transformation.
好像当年以利亚还活着就升天了，这个就变成灵体的。
Just like Elijah, he was transformed and received into heaven.
因为血肉之体。没有办法呢到天上去。
Because the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以这种奥秘呢要在神的教会里面呢显露出来。
So this kind of mystery will be manifested in the house of God.
所以主耶稣所说的这个天国好像宝贝这个比喻呢就都有包括这些道理。
And the parable mentioned by Jesus about the heavenly kingdom as a hidden treasure includes all this truth.
当然呢这种宝贝呢我们已经呢获得了。
Of course, we have obtained this treasure.
那有关呢这个比喻呢就讲到这里。